Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. The lady that called in just before the break, I couldn't agree with her enough. These obstructionists are committing an act that and you're going to have to correct me on this because you're an attorney, I'm not. It's called negligent homicide, and when you willingly and knowingly put somebody in harm's way that can cause pain, you know, disabled or death, you are committing negligent homicide. That's what the Republicans are doing, and when Dr. Trump was running it, he lost 500,000 patients,
right.
You know? So we've got to enlighten the public what's going on. Second of all, these Stop the Steal people, they took an oath to protect the country domestic terrorism. They failed. They invalidated their oath. They should be invalidated in their oath because they took an oath to that, as did Trump. Unfortunately, he's not in office anymore. But when you take an oath and you swear allegiance to the country to fight domestic and foreign terrorists, and you do that, these people are beyond despicable. And I think before we can even attack all these issues, even Citizens United, we have to expose them for what they are. And you really do a good job. Tell me your thoughts on what I said, and I'll have a nice day.
Yeah, no, I like it, Bill, a lot. I agree with you, as you know. And I think a couple of things. You had 140 members of the House of Representatives, Republicans, vote not to take the certification of the 50 states. Who do they think they are? They're for state rights, supposedly. These are 50 governors and secretaries of state, most of them, the majority, Republican. Republican. And they weren't going to take them. Dr. Trump, as you said, is up there saying, oh, no problem, it'll be over by Easter. It's nothing, it's like the flu. It's only a couple of them. You don't have to wear a mask. That alone, and telling people not to shelter and so on. People went to karaoke bars. They went to bars. They died. Dr. Birx has said that, you know, the first 100,000 deaths, you know, we were taken by surprise. After that, the other 400, she said 60% of that was avoidable. 60% of 400 is 240,000. 240,000 deaths were avoidable. If we had had a president who wore a mask, said socially distanced, we're doing our best, and had gotten the right equipment to the right people at the right time. No, they are despicable. And the most despicable is to continue to say that the election was illegitimate. That is a dagger in the heart of democracy. Dagger in the heart of democracy. We got to get rid of gerrymandering and Citizens United, both of them. But we also have got to get Republicans in there. When they lose an election, say, okay. I mean, frankly, Al Gore had a lot more reason to call fraud in 2000 than Trump did this time. Trump lost by 7 million votes. He lost Michigan by over 100,000. What did he say? It was close? No, that's not close at all. He lost Pennsylvania by 70,000. That's not close either. Bill, thanks for calling in as always. Appreciate it. We're going back to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend. What's on your mind today, my fellow co-host, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, I feel, you know, we've lost a lot of lives to law enforcement as well. And I'm really concerned about this week because, you know, the telltale signs of razor wire going up and National Guard being called up, that's usually in response to someone not being charged with something that the public believes should happen. And I've never seen it go the other way where there was a riot because a police officer was held accountable. So I've really got a bad feeling in my stomach. And I just would like to give support to Maxine Waters. She's correct that we need to be in the street peacefully denying this, okay, and standing up against it. That's the only way we're going to stop this.
Yeah, you hit that nail really, really hard on the head. Here's the deal. You know, when the Jacob Blake officer was let off, that was almost a foregone conclusion. They chickened out. The prosecution's all over the place chickened out. And they put up the razor wire and that, but here I take a little different tack. You know, this is going to a jury. Not the prosecutors already charged him with murder, and they charged the police officer in Brooklyn Center who shot Dante Wright. They've charged, they're going to charge her. They've charged her. They've already charged her. So they've done their job. Now the jury has to do its job. Now here, take a look at that video, Pizza Box Mike. They strangle him for what? 8 minutes, 7 minutes, nine? I mean, they strangle a guy. They strangle him slowly. And what the other side is saying is, well, he had drugs. Well, you don't get, let's say he did, you don't get to strangle drug addicts. You can't go around, find a drug addict, say, I'm a sadist, I want to strangle a guy. He'll die in a couple of minutes, whereas the average guy would take a little longer. So that's okay. That's okay. I don't think that's okay at all. I think what's going to happen here, there is going to be a conviction. The question is it going to be second degree murder, third degree murder? And then the worst that can happen, in my view, is a hung jury, is you have one or two knuckleheads who say no. But remember, they're sequestered up there now. As of today, they brought a suitcase and a toothbrush and they get put in a hotel and they have no TV, okay? You can't call them. So they're going to sit around and they're going to talk about this and they're going to come to a conclusion. And that's why you have a jury. Our jury system is, frankly, with all its warts, is the best in the world. I mean, how would you like to be on trial in North Korea or China or Russia? I mean, or Saudi Arabia? I mean, give me a break. Or Iran. So this is America. We trust our juries. These are fair people. Pizza Box Mike, I don't know how anybody could look at that video and not convict this guy of something. He's sitting there. No, I think he was sort of showing off. He was sort of
he didn't smirk.
What do you think? I mean, I think he did it on purpose, right? He knew he was going to kill the guy.
I think he did. Yes. I mean, you know, he smiled. He put, had his hands in his pocket. The people that were there witnessing it were afraid to try and stop what was happening. That's how intimidating this officer was. I've watched him throughout the trial, the bits that I've watched. He's guilty. And it's not me, you know, making some kind of, liberal assumption or anything. These people are being killed and it needs to stop, you know, but all the states that have outlawed the death penalty, as long as you have a police department there, the death penalty lives.
That's a good point. And you know something, it's a very small percentage of officers. Most officers are very good and most officers have a tough job, but there's like 1% who basically, this is a license for the ultimate thrill, the ultimate cunt, which is to kill a human being and do it, quote, lawfully, end quote. Guys get shot at traffic stops. Guys get strangled. Guy got strangled, Eric Gardner, out in Staten Island for selling cigarettes without a license. George Floyd got strangled for passing a bad $20 bill. You're right. That is the death penalty. And there's a small percentage of police officers who think they can administer it. And that's why the reform has to be more than just the lip service that we've been talking about. The reform has got to be that you kill an unarmed man, this presumption that you're fired and a prosecutor is going to look at it who is not subject to election, a federal prosecutor. And I don't want to administer the police by felony prosecutions of the police. That's not the way to do it. You get these guys together and you say, you kill somebody like that, you will be prosecuted, you will be fired. And that's it. Pizza Box Mike, thanks for calling in. As always, you bring a lot to a show. Pizza Box Mike is a host Saturday at noon outside the Pizza Box. Coming to the end of our show, we'll stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Kroot, Earl Ingram, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday, on Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, and Pizza Box Mike, whom we just heard from, outside the Pizza Box, and then Max Inc. Radio, Matt Flynn, direct signing off. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.